Several big cities have closed schools to reduce costs and offset declining enrollment. Chicago is the latest. School officials have released a list of 50 schools to close. The district faces a $1 billion shortfall, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel says many of the city's school buildings are half empty. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, some parents and teachers say they will fight to keep the schools open.
When our schools are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
There were protests all day against the proposed school closings, this one outside the home of the Chicago School Board president. At another later in the day, Takiva Thompson, a lunchroom attendant at a school on the list, implored the district not to close any schools.
These children look at these schools as safe havens. They come from broken homes, some of them, and violence is a big issue. Closing these schools will separate them. They depend on each other as well as we depend on them.
During a conference call, the school's planning officer, Adam Anderson, read the roll call of schools the district considers underutilized.
Yale Elementary, this is another school with fewer than 200 students.
The school district says it's closing 54 schools and programs in all. The actual buildings proposed for closure total about 60. They are overwhelmingly in black neighborhoods where there's been a big population decline in recent years. Chicago school spokeswoman Becky Carroll says they are also communities which have historically been underserved. She says the school closings will allow the district to combine resources by consolidating schools and students will get better educational opportunities.
Whether it's libraries, computer science labs, even things like fresh coats of paint, help to provide the kind of learning environment and support that kids need to be successful.
Timothy Knowles, the head of the Urban Education Institute at the University of Chicago, says he understands the rationale behind Chicago's move.
There's no question about the economics here. Maintaining half-empty, 100-year-old buildings doesn't make sense for cash-strapped cities and states.
The school district says it will save $560 million over the next decade. But Knowles says no city in the country has made changes of this magnitude in 1 year. He says one of the biggest challenges for Chicago will be whether the children will go to better schools. Another is whether school closures will put children's safety at risk. Many of the schools are in high-crime areas where gang violence is common. While the school district plans to have community patrols to help students get to their new locations, Reverend Paul Jake says it will be dangerous for plenty of kids traveling through competing gang turf.
We are coming to say that if any child's life is lost, that the blood of that child is on the hands of Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Chicago's massive school closing announcement comes just weeks after Philadelphia voted to shut down more than 20 schools. Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis, who led a strike early in the school year, says Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel should be ashamed.
Closing 50 schools is an abomination. But for him, Wall Street will be cheering, because that's what they did about Philadelphia. This is not a game between mayors to see how many schools they can close. These are real children's lives.
The union will rally against the proposed closures next week, and the Chicago School Board will vote on them in May. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.